We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh. It's a fog and 43 degrees now at 8:30 here on this Tuesday morning. A man is dead, a woman critically injured after an accident in Sumner County. The Sumner County Sheriff's Office says deputies responded to an injury accident in the 900 block of East 100th Avenue North in Belle Plaine Monday. The driver was pinned inside the vehicle. The passenger was unresponsive. The passenger, identified as Raymond Shiner, died from his injuries. The driver, Estella Owens, was hospitalized in Wichita in critical condition but has since been upgraded to fair condition. A man crossing a street in South Wichita was struck by a vehicle.
It happened just before 9 Monday night at Pawnee and Southeast Boulevard. Police say a woman was driving northbound with a green light at the Pawnee intersection. A man wearing dark clothing was also crossing the street and was struck by the vehicle. A police spokesperson says it appears the man was not in the crosswalk at the time of the accident. He was transported to an area hospital in critical condition. The accident is under investigation. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A 24-year-old Pittsburgh, Kansas man has been arrested in Wichita for attempted first-degree murder. Officer Charlie Davidson says Morgan Prager was arrested by Pittsburgh police and transported to Sedgwick County Jail as a result of an assault call Saturday in the 200 block of North Spruce in Wichita.
When officers arrived, they located a 19-year-old male with a severe laceration to his neck. The investigation revealed Prager arrived at the residence and a disturbance ensued between the two men. During the disturbance, Prager cut the victim with a knife, causing his injuries, and then fled from the home. Investigators learned Prager lives in Pittsburgh, Kansas, and we had coordinated efforts with the Pittsburgh, Kansas Police Department, who arrested Prager.
Officer Davidson says the two men knew each other. They had a long-standing dispute over an ex-girlfriend. The president is reported to be ready to do a lot more spending on a border wall.
The Washington Post says President Trump's getting ready to divert another $7.2 billion from the Pentagon and spend it on building a border wall. That's five times more than what Congress had authorized be spent on it this year. The money would come from what were to be military building projects as well as counter-narcotics funding. The paper says this amount would raise the total of federal funds to be spent on the wall overall up to more than $18 billion. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
A jury has awarded more than $800,000 to a former Newman University professor who claimed she faced discrimination and retaliation because she is a woman. The jury also ruled Monday that Cindy Lothan, a former assistant professor of elementary education, should be reinstated at the West Wichita School. Lothan argued in the lawsuit she filed in June 2018 that a supervisor was hostile toward women and treated her differently because of her sex. She accused the Roman Catholic University of failing to investigate her concerns and punishing her for speaking out. The university said in a statement that it was disappointed in the verdict and is considering its appeal options. Now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Jennifer Narramore. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning. We are starting off our Tuesday morning with clouds and patchy fog. Increasing sun, though, in the forecast for today, or our high temperature on the climb to about 50 or so. Dry weather through the night to low mid-30s. Sunny and upper 40s for tomorrow. Cloudy and colder mid to upper 30s for Thursday, and chances for rain and snow into Thursday night. I'm KNSS meteorologist Jennifer Narramore.
And now fog continues. We still have fog now. 43 degrees, a northeast wind at 5 miles per hour. 8:35 now, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Time for entertainment news. We call it the Blur, and Jed Chambers is on the Blur desk this morning.
Yeah, and we're going to start with that sad breakup, Steve.
Oh, sad breakup. Uh-oh.
Yeah, this is a Hollywood breakup. A Hollywood star breaks up with Facebook.
Oh, okay.
Fox's Kirsten Goodwin explains.
Star Wars actor Mark Hamill bashing Facebook and its chief over the company's political ad policy, tweeting, "So disappointed that Mark Zuckerberg values profit more than truthfulness that I've decided to delete my Facebook account, telling folks I'll sleep better at night." Fans drawing comparisons to Hamill's role as Luke Skywalker, referring to Facebook as the Empire. Facebook doubling down on its decision to not fact-check political ads, arguing people should see for themselves what politicians are saying. Critics call the move reckless, saying it will cause an uptick in misleading content ahead of the 2020 presidential election. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
So no more Luke Skywalker on on Facebook. Wonder if his Facebook handle is open. Somebody could go and steal that and make a fake Luke Skywalker account there, I suppose. Well, better news for television. A spinoff of The Silence of the Lambs is coming. Here's Fox's Michelle Polino with more.
Clarice, a crime drama based on the detective Clarice Starling, played by Jodie Foster in the film Silence of the Lambs, is coming to CBS.
You're not real FBI, are you?
I'm still in training at the academy.
Jack Crawford sent a trainee to me.
Yes, I'm a student. I'm here to learn from you.
The crime drama series is set in 1993, a year after the events of Silence of the Lambs, as Starling, who was just a student when she was sent into Hannibal Lecter's world, returns to the field to pursue serial murderers and sexual predators while navigating the high-stakes political world of Washington, D.C. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Are the lambs still screaming, Steve? A spinoff of The Silence of the Lambs coming to television. Fox's Ashley Dvorkin sitting down with one of the stars of the recently released film Like a Boss. That is in today's Fox Celebrity Profile.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile on Selma Hayek. Hayek co-stars in the new R-rated comedy Like a Boss with Tiffany Haddish and Rose Byrne. She says the film is all about friendship both on and off screen.
I really got to make some good friendships in this movie. This movie was a gift because of the people that were involved in it. I have a daughter, so I always talk to her about the importance of friendship between girls.
Haddish and Byrne play best friends who own a cosmetics company. Hayek plays a beauty mogul who offers to save their company from financial trouble with a buyout. She says she was able to add her input on how to create her on-screen persona in this one.
She's deliciously evil, and she thinks of herself as absolutely fabulous and can do no wrong. I worked really hard on the look. I was very grateful that I created a character that the studio and my director embraced, because originally she was actually very conservative and very plain looking and not that funny.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Selma Hayek, the villain in that comedy movie, so it's
okay.
But that's Like a Boss. It's in theaters.
Selma Hayek.
We had some drama last night on The Bachelor, Steve.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, got it. Of course, you know about
again?
This, but we gotta keep you updated on this.
Yeah.
Drama last night on The Bachelor. Kelsey confronts Peter and Hannah Ann. They did something awful. They drank out of her special champagne bottle.
Oh, my.
Don't try to play dumb.
I didn't know.
You knew?
I didn't. Tammy just went over here and told me.
Bring Tammy literally. Here. Because this was my thing. I said,
I had no idea. I would have never
I've
done
had
that.
This
I had no idea.
Oh, my God. I'm over it.
Kelsey,
I'm over it. Can I
talk to you?
I literally had no idea. I'm really upset.
Can I talk to you?
I'm really upset.
I did not steal her champagne. It was literally like, how about champagne for Peter tonight? I had no
idea. Wait, you had no idea.
I had no idea.
I set that up.
Oh. Such emotional trouble.
Yeah.
Somebody drank out of my champagne bottle.
You know, there are special
people out
champagne
there
bottle.
Right now listening who have some really big problems, and they're hearing that saying, okay, fine.
Yeah. Well, that's high drama.
You
on
drank
the
out of my champagne?
I didn't know.
She says she's over it, and then she's just crying, and she's not over it. It's
that's too bad. Somebody drank out of your champagne bottle.
Mm. Yep. That's the worst thing that can happen, isn't it? It's terrible.
I love The Bachelor, though.
got some late-night humor from last night's monologue on Conan O'Brien, joking about a recent kerfuffle between a consumer advocacy group and Burger King.
The consumer advocacy group 1 Million Moms has condemned a new Burger King ad for using the word damn. Yeah. Yeah, they also came after Arby's for using the word meat. Problem. Yeah.
Yeah. Ouch. Also last night, Jimmy Kimmel joking about, and we talked about this a little earlier, Jimmy Kimmel joking about Prince Harry and Meghan Markle announcing that they will no longer be senior members of the royal family.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have decided to drop out of the royal family. So there was an emergency meeting of the Majesties today to discuss this. The Queen held the meeting, the whole family, at one of her country estates. I would have loved to have been a fly on the cucumber sandwiches for that one, I'll tell you that. This is causing a lot of consternation in the UK. The Queen is said to be disappointed and hurt by the decision, which is, I just don't understand. Let me get this straight. Royal family's upset that Harry and Meghan want to move out and become financially independent. Isn't that every parent's dream? To not have their 35-year-old kid still living with them?
Yep, that's the dream.
And that's the way it works, usually.
Yeah.
Well, that's the blur today, Steve. The blur is brought to you every day by Napoleon Appliance Repair. They've been serving customers in the Wichita area for more than 20 years. You can call Terry for an appointment. 316-409-1525, Napoleon Appliance Repair.
841 now, Steve and Ted. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, on the way. Tough times for spirit workers. That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.